This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Walmart upskilling, or too good to be true. Workers always need some good news around Labor Day, and for the few that might have been reading the Wall Street Journal anytime around then, there was some amazing, life-changing, world-shaking news. Walmart had gotten religion. I don't mean the go-to-church religion, but a whole new corporate religion about how it was going to treat and value its workers, at least according to the writer Tamar Jacoby from Opportunity America, Inc. To hear Jacoby tell it, they are upskilling their entire workforce, meaning that they were changing their training program for low-skilled entry-level workers on up so that they could retain them longer, perhaps from 12 to 18 months, and stop some of the churn. She claims they were doing this partly for public relations, given the current concern over inequity, but also to justify the fact that beginning next year, they'll be paying most rank-and-file workers $10 per hour and first-line supervisors $15 per hour. Given training cost estimated at $5,000 per worker, if they can stop some of the 50% churn common in the retail industry, Jacoby claims they will save millions. Supposedly, this newfound interest in their workers gaining new skills and enjoying more retention is in development now and will be moved to all 4,500 Walmart stores by early next year. What can any of us say but wow when the largest private sector employer in the United States with over 1 million workers decides to pay more, add skills, and believe in seniority? This is a revolution in retail that could ripple throughout the economy. This is also a small, though insufficient, answer to the demands of unions and workers' rights groups for more than a decade that Walmart start treating its workers more humanely rather than like cogs in a machine. It's a movement. Jacoby also claims this upskilling is a trend rippling across the retail and service industries, including McDonald's, Starbucks, Gap, CVS Health, Kaiser Permanente, and UPS are moving in the same direction. We can only hope this is true, but I don't know how to reconcile this with another recent squib in the news that with sales numbers down in stores, Walmart is planning to even more aggressively employ its Bentonville, Arkansas computer-driven employee scheduling system, which has long been the bane of Walmart workers' existence on the job. The computer contradiction, where the company claims local managers run their stores even while the computer flip-flops workers from schedule to schedule, week to week, where they are working 32 hours one period, then 16, then 20, then 40, and back and forth. Call me cynical, but despite how much I want to believe every word and suit up for this coming revolution, reading a list of newly enrolled true believers in their working classes, I just had to know more about Ms. Jacoby and this Opportunity America, Inc., which the Journal had called a Washington-based nonprofit group working to promote economic mobility, because this sounded so good it read suspiciously like public relations PAP. Well, the website for Opportunity America is not very helpful since it says essentially either nothing or the same thing on one tab after another. Under leadership, there is only more about Jacoby, including her stints with the Times, and then most recently a position with the hard right-wing business apologist and think less tank, the Manhattan Institute, which starts a big red warning flag waving. There are no board members listed. There is no information on donors or finances. GuideStar, the charity monitor, has essentially nothing on them anywhere, and they are not registered there. Why should they be, though? Turns out they are not a tax-exempt charitable 501c3 outfit. According to TaxExemptWorld.com, contributions to Opportunity America, Inc. are not tax-deductible because they are a 501c4 community coalition of sorts. As all of us have come to know, a 501c4 is not required to disclose its donors either, as the Koch brothers have taught us. Call me old-fashioned. As much as I truly want to believe that Walmart is changing its ways, this puff piece by this writer and this so-called nonprofit has a certain bad smell to it. This ad op-ed of sorts seems almost like a contract piece bought and paid for by Walmart. Before I genuflect here, I want to know that Walmart and the rest of the company's listeners are not contributors to Opportunity America, and Ms. Tamar Jacoby is not just another arm's-length spokesperson cashing in on her last century reputation, but now working for hire to promote their least movement in something that looks like a positive direction. Workers deserve better, but this new Walmart makeover may or may not be the good news we hope to see. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.